from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our Falcons training camp continues live from Flowery Branch on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
An Odyssey Sports Station. Get your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I'm laughing right now. We were just comparing the women's 1500 meter to Talladega, the way they're kind of drafting off one another.
Mike, I'm telling you.
Like, the big one's coming.
They're one stumble from the big one taking the whole field out. You know, I can just hear PRN. They come around turn three. Here they are. And there's a butt. Oh, got a little loose
person,
there.
If one person rolls an ankle, they're all going down.
Algeria is down, and the field is with it. This is the big one, Allie.
It's like the end where Ricky Bobby and John Gerard have to jog to the finish line. You might be seeing that kind of thing if somebody in the front goes down. That's hilarious. Allie, you've done some of these marathon runs and things like that. You get nervous in the pack.
Oh, I do. You know what? I was running one in Indianapolis. I went up for my birthday for the Indy Mini, and some girl was like,
that's so
random. It was the Indy Mini.
Yeah. Look, nice ring to it.
Well, and you run around the Motor Speedway. It's great.
Oh, that's cool.
But someone liked my pace, and they're like, can I run with you? And I was like, sure. And about a half mile, I was like, no. Like, please get away. Like, don't try to keep up with me. It made me nervous.
It was a half marathon?
Half marathon.
So what are we? That's like a little
over five laps
around there?
Well, it wasn't. The whole thing wasn't around the Motor Speedway.
So you're
just
like
did
probably on the
one
golf course.
Lap. Yeah, okay. We are running all around the city.
They don't turn laps there, Mike. Well, no, I mean,
but it's circles.
They do that at Atlanta Motor Speedway.
I know.
But that would be one thing that I think could probably get me to invest in some running like that.
I've got a breaking news from one of our lead reporters of the Squid Billy News Network. Day-Day, you said that there was a an incident in the men's heat, maybe a pileup of sorts.
Uh-oh. Yeah, there was actually two pileups. Mm. One took out two gentlemen, but the second one took out like four.
Wow, that's a four-person pileup in the men's heat. 1500. That is Day-Day Lewis reporting live from the Squid Billy News
Network.
What's
funny, and they all have numbers
Anchor
on
deck,
the nine car or the nine runner had to leave with a bad wheel. That's just funny.
It's
right
called
there.
A bad shoe, man.
Yeah. We're going to talk about this Michael Penix stuff. This hour brought to you by Zero Res, smart, lasting, clean. Michael Penix and the Atlanta Falcons down in Miami taking on the Dolphins for a training camp practice. They'll be back at it again today. Sounded like a pretty spirited evening down there. I think some fisticuffs. The old, you know, Drake London, I think, got into it a little bit. I always laugh because I still think about when we went down to Houston and Harry Douglas started throwing hands. I think it was on Hard Knocks that year. I don't remember if they were on Hard Knocks or we were on Hard Knocks. But
you were on Hard Knocks. That was 2014. That was the same. That game was the one that Jake Matthews got promoted to left tackle.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. But it's always funny when you see these training camp practices and, like, there's nothing more miserable, obviously, than going through in these heated football practices and wearing all these pads. And then when somebody just irritates you, it's like, dude, it's game on. Like, let's go.
Yeah, I was watching the Jets Hard Knocks, and I forget who it was, but it was simply someone said something like, you've gained weight over the offseason, and they got into a fight.
I would have thrown hands, too.
Yeah.
I would have thrown hands, too. Don't you talk about me like that. Like a busted can of biscuits in those white jerseys, man. That's a rough thing. Michael Penix, he did speak to the media yesterday, and look, he kind of updated us on how that first day of joint practice went.
It was fun to be able to go against another team. We've been going against each other for a while now, and, you know, to see a different color on the other side of the field and competing at the highest level, it was fun.
Competing at the highest level. Look, when you got at least their offense going against our defense, you had a one-on-one rep, I think, of Tyreek Hill and A.J. Terrell, which started off the one-on-ones from everything I've been able to gather and talk to people down there. But it seemed like it was a good day for Atlanta's defense, Bo, because that pass rush was able to get home. I don't think Miami's offensive line is at full strength. And, you know, listen, here's how it is. And Allie, I tell him this all the time. I am an offensive lineman before I am anything else. So I'm going to tell the truth about whatever I think about Miami or Atlanta. If your offensive line's not at full strength, it is what it is. But it is good to hear names like Lorenzo Carter and Clark Phillips start to pop out of some of these reports.
Yeah, I think Clark Phillips had a pick yesterday on I think he was covering Willie Snead. Did a good job against Willie Snead. Their offensive line, though, to your point, we said the same thing last year. I remember specifically sitting with some people in the Falcons. They're like, yeah, their offensive line, we kind of beat them. We kind of pushed them around. And I don't know what that's about. I know that they're having some struggles and they have some guys missing. Like, I think Isaiah Wynn didn't practice right.
Right, Ron Armstead.
Yeah, and that's their whole left side of their offensive line. So that part is interesting. But look, A.J. Terrell, I think A.J. Terrell is going to have a great year. I really do. I don't know who's going to start because Mike Hughes had an up-and-down day. First off, here's the deal. I don't worry about one-on-ones when Tyreek Hill is involved because
right. It's not going to happen.
Because
bad idea.
The reality situation is I think that Tyreek Hill can run routes in one-on-ones differently than he can if you're playing in a game because of you're most likely not going to leave a guy on an island with Tyreek Hill. I mean, unless you've got a top three shutdown corner with the speed, no one has the speed of the cheetah. But am I wrong, Mike, that you're going to kind of give him some help?
For sure. You're not going to leave anybody on an island with Tyreek Hill.
So
that's a bad idea. That's a losing game plan.
So, Allie, how much can you take in of something that's not necessarily a realistic? This is getting reps, but they're not. It's not over realistic. So you can't really say, "Well, AJ Terrell sucks. He gave up a." That's a touchdown for Tyreek Hill. That's not how I...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I look at it.
No. And I think from what I heard, AJ Terrell's rep was not bad. Mike Hughes did get, torched later in practice from some of the reports. But, again, where's the safety help over the top? Mike Hughes, even if he's not in the same zip code, we're not going to worry too much about it, right? I mean, Tyreek Hill is Tyreek Hill for a reason. There's a reason he was voted number one in the NFL by the players. Michael Penix also went on to talk about, look, man, I'm getting a little more comfortable as we go against these other jerseys.
Yeah, man, you know, it comes with the game. You know, as you continue to grow, continue to learn, and continue to, you know, keep watching the game, keep learning the game, and building each and every day, you know, stacking those days on top. Good things are happening, you know, that's what I've been doing each and every day, trying to be my best for this team.
Can I ask y'all something? Stacking days, is that a new term? Because, like, I hear that. Is that like a – is that – I'd never heard anybody say that when I was playing. We're stacking days. Like, is that – Dylan, you can weigh in too. Is that a new term?
I feel like ever since
the fifth time I've heard it.
Is that a Gen Z thing?
I feel like ever since I've been watching football, which again I'm on the younger side, but I've been watching since at least like 2009, 2010. Like I feel like I've heard it since then.
Bo, you know better than me. I hear these guys, and I'm all about it because I think he's dead on. Stacking days that's a great way to put it, right? I love the term, but it's like I heard it that practice probably a week ago, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then the next day I heard somebody say, you know, we're just stacking days. And I was okay, that's 2 days.
That's what Allie said when she walked in. I said, how you feeling in day two? She was like, I'm just stacking days. Because, you know, I'm stacking days. By Friday I'll be good. So we all tried to research. I'm sorry, I'm going to go off topic just slightly before you get to the next cut. Allie, I'm reading a write-up about the practice yesterday. And it's from the Palm Beach Post. I think Omar Kelly is one of the guys put together. And he goes, play of the day candidate. This is a narration that I just haven't seen. Tua hits Tyreek on fly pattern. He'll celebrate by leaping over barrier into crowd beyond the end zone. Fans go bonkers. Tua, Tua, Tua. So apparently the fans broke out in a Tua chant yesterday. I just think it just cracks me up.
You hating on it?
No,
I like it.
I'm not hating. I just have never read writing of a breakdown. See, in Atlanta, they're like, well, you know what? He hit him, but it wasn't a very good pass. I think they're happy.
I think Allie will agree with me on this, that if they're going to break out now, Cousins. You're like, yeah!
Yeah, absolutely. It's an entertainment business. About it. Yes,
I know.
Yes.
People what they want. I'm with y'all, but somewhere I'm going to scroll and see a tweet from Mike Florio. I'll be like, Cousins might have had a good day, but players are foaming at the mouth for a Penix era to start now. Like, that's what we get in Atlanta. And they're down here writing there, Tua, Tua, Tua. Like, wow.
Well, speaking of the Penix era, Bijan talked a little bit yesterday with Dukes and Bell about how he's trying to help him along.
Yeah, absolutely. Every single day. Me and him talk every day. And, you know, even Mike is a super great guy just to talk to and just to be teammates with. And with me and him, like, I try to give him, you know, a little advice even for the off-the-field things, like knowing how to handle yourself the right way, knowing how to just be the great guy that he is and never losing that confidence in himself. But I think he's adapting really well. He's having so much fun. And with him learning from a guy like Kirk, he's going to be ready to go when his name is called. And I just have all the confidence in him that he's going to do, you know, the best that he can do for this team.
Al, have you ever been a mentor or had a mentor that like was just holding your hand along the way when you're growing?
100%. Yeah. I mean, it means the world.
Yeah, it's such a valuable thing, especially. And I've learned because I've been in both these businesses, and definitely in the NFL, but maybe even more so when you come up through the radio business of having somebody that can be like, you know, it's really important that we get to break at 12:30. You know, like this is why this matters, or this is why this matters, and it's. And we talk all the time, and you guys have all been around Steak and Sandra for a long time. They've been in the radio business forever. Like, they know what works in this business. So when I hear Bijan talking about, I've tried to help Penix, we've talked about Penix and Kirk along the way and that relationship and how important that is, for Kirk to say, I don't care that y'all drafted this guy, I'm going to help him out, and Bijan as well, saying, I don't care if he doesn't play this year, I'm going to help him out along the way, it's going to pay dividends in the end.
Yeah, and I'm happy to be that guy for you, and I think that it's paying off.
What?
That I've been able to help you along, and so you could. What? What's so funny?
That's awesome.
Why are y'all laughing?
That is awesome.
I mean, just, yeah.
Well, like, thank you so much, Bo.
Yeah.
For, you know, holding my hand along the way.
I'm so happy that I could help you, along
teach
the way.
Me a little radio.
Yeah. Talk
All
to
right.
a little radio.
Yeah.
Look, Allie, I decided that I was going to have a term for training camp this year.
Okay.
And the term that I have
a theme.
A theme.
Yes, and it's been refreshing, and is refreshing as it was for some people when Brett Favre said, I'm not here to mentor Aaron Rodgers, and then Aaron Rodgers said, I'm not here to mentor Jordan Love, and we've seen it in other places where guys are like, I'm not here to mentor. Kirk Cousins didn't say any of that. He didn't say one word. He just said, he's my teammate. I'm gonna do, you know, I'm gonna bring him along, and he's a good guy, and blah blah blah. But he never put himself out there, and I don't think he feels the need to. But he knows it's best for the team in case he does have to miss a game or two.
Yeah, it seems like he is here to invoke some change, and the attitudes, the atmosphere. It, like you said, refreshing. That's the perfect word for it.
Allie a minute ago was like, "Hey, do you watch The Office?" And I was like, "Of course I do. What are you kidding me?" She was like, it needs a theme. It's a theme. I was like, okay. Man, just that show. Of course,
yeah,
I do. Of course,
like, I do. I'm like Michael Scott and you're Dwight Schrute.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I think that's
cool.
What it is. When did y'all say so?
Right.
We can debate that.
Right. Right.
I never really watched The Office like that, so I kind of know the characters.
Of course not.
Not enough to.
I'm the Dwight in this relationship, of course.
Makes sense.
You're definitely Dwight Schrute and I'm Michael Scott.
Hey.
I mean, come on.
The morning. I can't even. The morning shift's going to roll on, man. We're going to go in the huddle when we come back. We're going to talk about Brandon Ayuk. Where is he headed? Anywhere? And also, man, some of the craziness going on with the Atlanta Braves. And we also got, coming up in 30 minutes, a Which One Wednesday. You don't want to miss that either. It's the morning shift rolling on. Mike, Bo, and Allie Mack here on a Wednesday morning. Stick with us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.